Blog Talk Radio.
Personality. She has her own radio station on the line as well.
Well,
what do you do, baby boo? Lady Soldier's in the house.
And I'm waiting on T. Cope, who's another personality that's been on my my nephew's show. I'm waiting on him to call in. He already said he just messaged me on Facebook. Black people once again. Somebody help me get off the soapbox.
There is no getting you off that box.
Okay, I'm going to write down your name.
Color people.
The first game we're going to play is categories. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Yes.
You roll. It's a big dice with letters on it, and I roll the letters. And we come up with there's a subject card that we're on. And I'll give an example. I'm going to roll a dice. I hope you hear it. You hear it hit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, it rolled a G. And the subject is famous females that start with the letter G. You name as many as you can. I would say the Gabor sisters. I would say Eva and Zsa Zsa. That's 2 points for each G. I can't think of no more G's that's famous.
Gaga.
I can't. Yeah,
that's what I'm
going to
say.
See what I'm saying? And that's the example that we're given. I cannot wait on T. Cope. When he come in, he have to fight from behind. I'm ready to start now. This is categories we're going to play. We're going to play for like 10 minutes. Somebody on earth keep a time clock. I'm looking at the clock now as we talk.
You'll be really busy trying to do everything, but good luck.
Yeah, yeah, go back and forth to the chat room too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I see Mr. Bugs is in. Mr. Bugs, man, if you listen to this, call in. Because your boy T-Cope ain't called in.
We need him.
Yeah, Mr. Buzz ain't going to be no competition, but come on in.
Ooh,
it's going to kill him.
Challenge. I love a challenge. Throw down, brother. Throw it down. Here we go.
Here we go. The first one. I'm rolling the dice. And we get on this one, I got to go in the order. I'll go Donna and then Lady Soldier until somebody else come in, and then we'll pop them in at the end.
Okay.
So it'll be DJ first. And I'm all rolling right. the dice. The letter is K. And it's occupations. Now, you get, Donna, if you get a, you know, a good long pause in there, we going to count down to five on you until you yell out an occupation and we renew
wow.
your clock. But after
really?
Five, you go. Okay, just K, occupations. I give you a minute to think about it. Go.
Key punch operator.
That's one.
Oh, still me?
Yeah, it's you keep going until you run out.
Okay, karate instructor.
That's two.
Key maker.
That's three. Wow, darling. You
a kicker.
For the NFL, yeah, you right.
Yeah. Okay, wait. A killer.
No, a killer can't be. I don't know what you're talking about. A hitman.
That,
a hitman.
If you're
I'll go
a serial
with
killer, you know, that's not
no,
okay.
A hitman. A hitman is an occupation. I agree with you. A hitman.
Okay, but that's okay for killer, right?
Yeah,
right,
they kill. That's what they do for a living.
That's what they do.
That's five.
Kindergarten teacher.
Damn, that's six. One, two.
A knitter. You.
That's seven. I agree with that too. They knit in seamstress. One.
That's all I
two,
got. My head is about to
three,
explode.
Four. Five. That's it.
Okay.
We're going with Lady Soldier. I'm rolling the dice again, Lady Soldier. Wait a minute. It fell off the table. F. F. And we're going with things found in a desk that start with F.
Things found in a desk that starts with the letter F.
Yeah. And you can go now.
Okay. Files.
Okay,
fingernail
that's one,
clippers.
Five. That's two.
Figure sheet.
Did she say a figure sheet?
A figure sheet. Yep, she said that.
Figures.
Is that correct, Donna? I don't work in no office.
Today it's going to work, so we're going to let her have it.
Okay, three. I couldn't technically say that one. Go on.
Okay.
Go on, Lady Soldier. It's still her. She's still naming. I'm getting ready to go one.
File markers.
She says file markers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's in my desk.
Yeah, mine too. So here we go.
That's four. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. That's it.
All I got.
It's 7-4. DJ's got seven, and Lady Soldier got four. Mr. Buzz, if you're listening, tell your boy T. Cope to call in, or you call in. Somebody.
They scared.
Anybody.
Now. We rocking it. They ain't
going
to show
scared.
Up.
Here we go. I'm rolling the dice again.
Okay.
It's the letter P. And it's nicknames for P. Donna.
What?
Nicknames. With the letter P.
Pee-wee.
Dang.
Pinky.
One. Okay, that's nine.
Pumpkin.
That's 10.
Everybody got a pumpkin. One. You know it's a pumpkin in your family.
I agree. I said
okay,
that's 10.
Okay, okay.
One.
Princess.
Two. I don't know if Prince is a nickname.
Prince, oh, come on.
Everybody, no, give that to
okay,
me.
Okay, I love it. I'll go with it. I'll go with it. I forgot little
ooh.
Girls,
yeah. Yeah.
I ain't no little girl.
yeah, you need to get with
one.
This. Come on now.
One.
How about somebody called Pepper? How about Pop? Pop.
I went with Pepper. I already got that.
Okay.
Pop is
and
the dad.
Pop?
Is just a little. Nah, that ain't
that's
no
nickname. That's a nickname.
I don't know nobody named Pop except my dad.
Hey, I have a cousin. We call him Pop. We still call him Pop. And it was only because everybody
that
was drunk. That's
though.
All he used to drink.
Come
was
on. Pumpkin is common in the neighborhood.
Okay. How about Pimpin? My name Pimpin.
Yeah, I go with that one. That's that. I go with that one. We do call each other. That's 13.
Yeah, player. Come on, player. Come on, bring player out.
I don't know for no nickname. That's almost like an adverb, adjective.
Okay, shoot. All right. Well, you ain't gotta give me that. You know, I'm good.
One.
Two, wait.
Three.
How about
four.
I don't have no more. I'm good.
I thought you were going to say Poochie.
I wasn't going to say that. I don't like that.
Pookie.
I was going to say Pookie. I was going to say, because I have a cousin Pookie, too.
Yeah, you let that one go. Okay.
I did.
Here we go. Here we go again. This is Lady Soldier. She got, DJ got 13. Lady Soldier got 4. Here's the second one.
But that's
because
she's just not getting a turn again. She getting ready to roll out. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm giving her a turn. Okay, the letter is B. I'm flipping the card over. And it's baby foods that start with B.
Okay. Mm. Baby food. Banana.
That's
broccoli,
one. That's five. That's six.
Brussels sprouts.
That's seven. I don't know about baby food, but do they got baby food in Brussels sprouts?
Ew, but not my baby. But
I don't know. They might have ground some up. They might have put some in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to them because you can eat them.
Blueberry.
That's seven.
Beef.
I mean eight. What else you say?
Beef.
Yeah. They got
beef and
they
carrots.
Got it in baby food. Yeah, I know. They got it in baby food. That's nine. She thought more than I could think of. One. Two. Three.
Black.
Four.
Beef.
Five. That's beats. It. You should have said beats.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying beats.
Should have said beats. That beats it all.
I ain't seen that baby no beats.
Oh, they're delicious.
Just
baby
like, I don't blame you, Lady Soldier, because just like you said, I don't like Pookie. I don't like that name she said she didn't like. She didn't want to say. I don't blame you. You don't want to give your baby no beats.
Give the baby beets when they're having a little trouble, you know, going. So the beets get them going. You need those.
A syrup and some water, girl. So.
Yeah, feed them some water. I don't blame you. Lady Soldier has got 9, and Donna has 13. At this point, I want to talk to Lady Soldier about the radio station that you got. Describe it to the people and tell them where people can listen to you at.
The radio station is no more. We shut it down last year due to a breakup because I was operating it with my partner, which at that time was a boyfriend, and he happened to, well, we just didn't work out, and since most of the software and music was on his PC when he left, so did the radio station.
That, okay.
Wow.
So, I'm on to bigger and better things. Instead of radio, I'm beginning a television network where I'll be working with other people who have online television stations, and we'll be facilitating all kind of work from stand-up comedians, sitcoms, dramas, spoken word poetry, as well as the latest and greatest in independent music from all genres. Also some animation. So, it's, you know, it's a work in progress.
Nice.
Cool. Well, when you get that set up, I want you to come back in and actually, you know, tell people about it as well.
Sure will.
Okay, the next game is Guesstimations. Of course, Donna has played this. This is where I give you a sentence, and this is what the killer is going to be. You got to come the closest to the number. I'm going to give you an example right now. On average, how many times does a jogger's heel strike the ground per mile? On average, how many times does a jogger's heel strike the ground per mile? Okay. DJ? This is an example.
Oh, I know, but I'm just trying to 100.
Okay, now, let me rewind this one more time so I can get you to come a little closer, because you're so far off. On average, how many times does a jogger's heel strike the ground per mile? Come on now, DJ, 100 steps, this dude done ran a mile.
No, 600.
Okay, Lady Soldier.
Yeah, I was going to say around 550, so, yeah.
The answer is 1,500 times.
Okay.
Good Lord.
I'm going to run.
Even though DJ was way off, she was still the closest.
I'm going to run.
Think of the letter T when you're talking, because you run your mouth. So think of that as a...
Okay,
you know what?
Wow.
Someone can
that was uncalled for. That was so
it was uncalled for. I just wanted to give an example that was dear to your heart.
Yeah, well, I got something dear to my heart. All right, let's go. Keep moving.
I am so sorry. Okay, here's the question. You both get the same question. You guys got to come the closest to the answer. You can go over it if you want. You can go under it, as long as you're close.
Okay.
And we'll all know who's the closest. Okay, here's the first question. How many gallons of fuel does the average race car use during the Indy 500? Going with Lady Soldier first. How many gallons of fuel does the average race car use during the Indy 500?
Wow. That's got to be a lot.
I'm
assuming they're going. She said 100.
100.
And DJ.
Wow. I'm going to say.
Okay, DJ, now.
Well,
I have to count this.
Oh, is it a countdown to this too? Seriously?
Two. You can't be holding it all day. Three.
Well, I'm thinking this is the one with math in it.
Give me a number and just go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna say 190.
Okay, I see. I got a 740 number. 740-Z-Talk, baby. Who is this?
What's up, what's up? It's the one and only Mr. Bugs, baby. What's going
it's
on?
It's the Bugs in the house.
I'm glad you called to get Keycoat's spot.
I gotta represent. Listen, I gotta represent the Mr. Bug Show Subway, and Coke ain't doing it right now.
You sure ain't. Okay, the question was, how many gallons of fuel is used during an Indy 500 race?
I'm gonna say about 115.
Did you say 150?
115.
115. What'd you say, Donna?
I don't remember.
I
don't know what
again,
did I say. I don't remember.
What
really,
did
what did I say?
I don't know what you said. I really don't. I think you said 150 something.
Okay, that sounds right. 150. Yeah, that's what I said. You're right.
And Miss Lady Soldier said 100. The correct answer is 216 gallons. So
oh,
I guess Donna came closest. That gives her. That gives her 14. Of course, Mr. Bugs got 0 and Lady Soldier got 8. Can we give Mr. Bugs 5
no, she
on
has
the consolation?
He gives 9.
No, he can't be higher than Lady Soldier because she got 9 herself.
That's right. I said she had 9. You said she had 8. Just no, I don't appreciate that. You're cheating.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She got 9.
Okay.
I'm looking at the thing. Bugs,
okay.
Because Brussels sprouts got in there.
If she had 10, if she said beats, like I said.
If she had 10, yeah. Bugs, we going to give him what, 6 or 5?
He gets 9.
Okay, he came. You know what? He showed up, he gets 1.
I showed up, I get 1. That's all.
You
killed him. Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, you got 1. It was the majority, right, Lady Soldier? 1?
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
Because she wasn't going to give him nothing. Tell the truth.
You guys give you late. You get detention.
That's right.
He's not the one that initially was supposed to be on. He's saving his spot.
All right. Well, that's why he gets 1.
Okay, here we go.
That's a freebie. We had to earn it. My head is
already with Lady Soldier first. We started with Lady Soldier first. We're starting with DJ this time.
What? Oh, okay.
How many years did it take to build a great pyramid in Egypt? How many years did it take to build the great pyramid in Egypt? Donna, 1, 2, hurry up now.
It took 20
4.
Years. 20 years.
Yeah, I'm done with it because Donna is right.
Oh.
That's the only number that you could have got.
Wow.
Either her computer's on or she's watching the History Channel.
I am watching Chopped. I've got to watch my cooking shows.
I like that show.
That's my favorite.
Here we go. We're going to start with Mr. Bugs. She got that straight up. She's got 15. Lady Soldier got 9. And Mr. Bugs got 1. Mr. Bugs, you got to do a whole ripoff. Okay. What was the price on Minnie Pearl's famous price tag hat?
I know.
She used to wear a tag on her hat. When she used to perform on stage.
Mm-hmm. I know the answer.
How sure
was
you
the
do,
price?
It was the price on her tag for that hat
for
she had on.
For a hat. A hat ain't going to cost that much. I don't know. $1.15?
Okay. Lady Soldier.
$1.99.
And DJ, what was it?
You know I know the answer to this.
I
don't
say the answer to this.
It was $1.98.
And Dollar wins again. Damn.
Oh, man.
She's going to ask questions she already know the answer to.
Okay.
I know that she... I'm going to tell you right now, I do not know if Donna know the answer to this.
I'm telling you, I know
questions.
Because after they did that, then they did a beauty pageant that was called the $1.98 beauty pageant because they took it from the price off her hat. And the people who won the pageant got a thing of carrots and a paper bag for a hat. I saw it.
Lord, how much?
Wow. And it does average up to $1.98. Whatever they won. Okay, another question. At 5 cents a call, what year did the first payphone go into service? At 5 cents a call, what year did the first payphone go into service? I'm going to start with Lady Soda.
At 5 cents a call, what year did the payphone go into service?
Correct.
Lord have mercy, payphone.
1919. Okay. DJ.
I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe 1935.
Mr. Buzz.
I'm going to say 1890.
Mr. Buzz won.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was looking online with the questions because he was last and he had time to look it up. I don't know how you got with
that, that's a good that's a good idea for the next question.
I know some folks were doing it the one show.
Oh wow!
You have to wait a minute.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Ain't nobody that good to give themselves a 5-point leeway just to act like they didn't know.
Who, me?
No, not you.
I don't have time, man.
Sometimes you don't have time, but I'm like, how did Mr. Buzz come 1 year short of it?
Hey,
he was the last dude to ask. Okay. DJ, your first is top, so the pressure is on you.
Go, man.
Okay. In 2008, the U.S. population was 303.8 million. What was it in 1900?
In 1900?
Yep. Don't get mad at me.
In 2008, it was two. How much?
303.8 million. What was it in 1900? Now, of course, I'm just going to give a hint. I'm sure somebody
Give
knows.
Me a hint. Yeah, I don't know the answer to this at all.
The hint got to be lower than what it was. Yeah, that's the hint.
Oh.
It's got to be lower than what 300 million. I mean.
Really, that's your hint?
That's it.
Okay.
I can't give no number as a hint. Mr. Bugs just dropped the line. So.
70 million. I don't know. 60 million. 70 million.
Lady Soldier.
For the whole world, they was counting everybody back then.
No, not the whole world. The U.S. population, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, U.S. population in 1900. Couldn't have been that many damn people, damn. For real, 20 million.
Mr. Buzz is back in. How many million, Mr. Buzz? Either your computer dropped you off when you try to get the answer. How many million?
I'm going to give the exact number since you already know.
How many million in what
year? Yeah, you got the answer, get the exact answer.
1900.
1900. I don't know. This is going to be a Nephew Black type of answer. I'm going to say $2
million. It sure is a Nephew Black type, because that is the lowest. I think they had $2 million in the state of New York back then.
I'm thinking.
The answer is $76 million and DJ won once again with $70
million. Okay.
You were the closest.
Okay. Well, I'm out in my car right now, so you guys gonna have to talk really loud.
That's DJ with 17, Lady Soldier on 9, Mr. Bugs on 2. This is going to Mr. Bugs first.
Sorry, was that
the DJ?
I was at the washing machine. Sorry, I'm washing clothes. Okay, go ahead.
What year? This is Mr. Bugs. What year was Ben Affleck born?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I bet DJ knows this one too, because he was reading.
If I tell you, I do. You'll be mad.
I don't know. 62.
Wait a minute, y'all. The judge is going to allow Mr. Bugs some more time on this, because obviously, he thinks Ben Affleck is like 2 years younger than me. Do it
really?
One more
we're,
time.
Now we're all the same age, really?
Oh, man. Well, you know.
Mr. Bugs, go back down and think about it, because you know good or well, I'm not 2 years older than no Ben Affleck.
Oh, God.
Your mother is not two. You got him older than your mom. Come on, man, please. That's why.
Wow.
This is why I'm taking time with Mr. Buzz, because this is my nephew, and he just knows. He knows Ben Affleck is not 2 years younger than me.
Let's give him
what
time.
What year was he born now? Not 62, please.
Yeah.
All right. 69.
Oh, Lord. You ain't. Okay.
Lady Soldier is next.
77.
And DJ.
Well, I think he's about 40 years old, so I'm going to say 73, maybe. 71,
73. 73. That damn DJ. 72. He was born in 72. Damn it.
Oh, 3 years. You ain't that a bitch. I didn't know that.
That is 18 for DJ. I wish I was playing. Lady Soldier got 9, and Buzz got 2. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is one that I know DJ better not know. How many points does Kermit the Frog have on his collar? We're starting with our Lady Soldier. How many points does Kermit the Frog have on his collar? Somebody is pulling up Kermit the Frog's picture right now.
Nope. 8.
You said 8?
8.
Okay. DJ?
I say 6.
And Mr. Buzz?
I say 5.
Wow. Kermit the Frog has 11. That means Lady Soldier got 10.
Go, lady.
She's really being sarcastic.
I'm not. Not that.
Okay, next question.
They don't even Kermit the Frog for real.
This is DJ's question. She goes first. In hours, what is the longest recorded time a person has balanced on one foot?
Oh, come on. Seriously? In hours?
This is a Guinness Book of World Records question, I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm going to say 21.
Mr. Buds?
I'm going to say 17.
Lady Soldier?
I'll say 40 since it's got to be in the book.
And in 76, Lady Soldier gets another one. That's 11 for Lady Soldier. She's on a comeback.
What was that? Say that again.
It was 76.7 hours.
Okay.
Somebody stood on 1 foot. I bet that cat hopped in on the good foot.
Yeah, he didn't have a 1 foot, so he didn't have a choice.
He was used to it.
Wow.
Okay. And here we go again. Something I don't want to get this question, because I know DJ already knows that question. We're going with this one. I'm not doing it. I'm giving another question.
Are you cheating, Neil?
No, I just know that you already know this, and I don't want Austin to think that Nicole Kidman was born the same year I was.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, here we go. Here we go again.
Wow.
Here goes the question. This starts with, we started with you, DJ, last time?
Last time was Miss. I guess so.
Yeah. Here's Bug.
One-legged guy.
What percent of all cereals sold in North America are Cheerios? What percent of all cereals sold in North America are Cheerios, Mr. Buzz?
What percent of cereal in North America? I don't know. Hell, 25%? I don't know.
Okay, Lady Soldier.
7%.
DJ.
I'm gonna say, was it me?
Yeah, it's you.
I don't know. Let's say 25%.
The answer is 9.1. Lady Soldier on a roll. She got 12. And DJ got 18. And Mr. Buzz.
Mr. Buzz got 2, I know.
A whopping 2.
Well, it with an attitude.
Yeah. That's 2. You're right. That's 2 with an attitude. That deserves at least a 5-point spring. With the attitude.
What? Excuse me?
We're going with Lady Soldier, since she is on a roll. What is the most money ever won on a single episode of the game Jeopardy?
Oh.
What is the most money ever won on a single episode of the game Jeopardy?
$125,000.
DJ?
On a single episode, let's say, I'm going to say 45,000.
Mr. Bugs?
I'm going to say 250,000.
Well, DJ won again because it's $75,000.
Okay. Thank you for that.
That is 19 for DJ, 12 for Lady Soldier. And I'm not even going to say the score for Mr. Books.
It's 2, just in case he forgot.
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Starting with DJ, how many stars are in the Paramount Pictures logo?
Oh, Lord. 11.
Bugs, how many stars are in the Paramount Pictures logo?
20.
Lady Soldier, how many stars are in the Paramount Pictures logo?
Let's 13.
Mr. Bugs has got a whopping 3. It's 22.
Go, Mr. Bugs. Go, Mr. Bugs.
It's like they're really worried about you, son.
Yeah, I know.
I got nothing left for you, baby.
That's right. You're coming up. You're coming up.
I'm coming up.
You are.
This is going to Mr. Bugs. How many pounds of lunar rocks did the U.S. astronauts bring back from their mission from the moon in 1969? How many pounds of lunar rocks did the U.S. astronauts bring back from their mission to the moon in 1969?
I don't know, 50 pounds?
Lady Soldier, how many pounds did they bring back?
20 pounds.
DJ, how many
pounds? Okay, now this is not fair. This is not fair because I'm old and they don't know. So this is not fair. This is 1969.
There. Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
500.
500 pounds. The answer. Mm-hmm. Which is Mr. Buzz is on the roll. It's 46.
Okay.
Mr. Buzz, he's got a whopping 4. If you could do this for another 20 minutes, he might be in there. I doubt it, though. But here we go. How many official flavors of jelly beans? Jelly beans are there, and we're starting with Lady Soldier. How many official flavors of jelly beans are there? I gotta see this number. Okay.
101.
DJ.
Mm-hmm. 50. That's
We cannot answer this question no more because DJ hit the number. It was 50.
Ain't that a sound?
I was only half of what you said. I was going half of 100, and I figured Mr. Buzz would half what I said, so we would have it covered. That was
DJ got 20. DJ got 20. Lady Soldier got 12. And Mr. Buzz got 4. My money is so safe. Of course, the object is to win my money, which is a whopping $20.
Yeah, I want it. I want the money. Show me the money.
In a U.S. Census survey of most common surnames, Smith ranked number 1. Mm-hmm. In what position did Young rank? This is for DJ. In a U.S. Census survey of most common surnames, Smith ranked number 1. In what position did Young rank?
I'm going to say 10.
Mr. Bugs.
What's that, 5?
And Lady Soldier.
7.
It was 31st, and DJ got 21. Lord. Okay, I'm going to the what am I? And this is off the game, hard ass.
How about as well be done what? Now?
And I'm going to the Nouveau.
Yeah, you're going to be done now, Mr. Bugsy. your representation of the Mr. Bugs show is going down in flames right now.
Oh, I know.
No, you're doing great, sweetie.
You got a whole 5-4 up here.
That's good. You came in late.
Yeah.
And he could have stayed late. we go. Here goes the example. The answer is, this is one answer. I'm giving example, so somebody's got to yell it out. Well, I'm going to come to their turn and give them the example. Like, I'll come to DJ, and I say, I am an object used for communication. DJ, your answer is? You can either
telephone.
Say, I ain't got no answer. Say what?
Telephone.
Wrong. Then I'll go to Mr. Bugs. It's still the same answer we're looking for. The first of my kind was used in 1957. Then what did Mr. Bugs
say? Oh, that's not fair. You didn't tell me that.
I can't read them all to you. I got to read one at a time.
Well, that's cheating.
And as we go further down, there's more clues.
Okay. Go ahead.
See what I'm saying? And whoever's turn it is, they got to answer it.
Okay.
Don't you yell it out. Because if you yell it out, they use your answer. They got it because it was their turn. So we're going to start with Mr. Bugs.
I'm just
going to
yell out cheese every time.
Here's Mr. Bugs. Here's Mr. Bugs. We're going to use Mr. Bugs first since he is in the bottom of the pack here. And here is the answer. I am a type of bird. That's the first clue. Mr. Bugs, what is your answer?
Robin.
Okay, that's not the answer. Lady Soldier, I'm important in the poultry industry.
Turkey.
And Lady Soldier got it.
No.
Yay.
So it's 21. 21 to Lady Soldier 13 and Mr. Bugs 4. We'll start with Lady Soldier. I am an object. Okay. Yeah, I know you ain't going to get it, but go on, guess.
I am an object? That's the clue?
That's the clue. That's the first clue. Say what?
You are an object. You are a 8-ball.
I am an object. That's the name of it. That's the clue.
8-ball.
Wrong. DJ.
What?
I am necessary in day-to-day living.
Cheese.
Yeah, of course you don't know. Mr. Bugs, I range in size from tiny to large.
Pass.
Lady Soldier, I can be worn.
Huh?
I can be worn.
T-shirt?
Wrong. DJ, I have hands.
Gloves.
Wrong. Mr. Bugs, I am sometimes alarmed.
Oh, ding.
Watch.
Wrong.
He's right because it says clock. You don't wear a clock.
That's not the same as a watch. Unless
like
you're Flavor Flav, that's not
says,
the same thing.
It says you can be worn. I'm going to give it to
unless
you.
Unless you're Flavor Flav, that's not the same thing.
I don't understand why she argued. You only got four. This is five. You was close.
That ain't right.
it ain't right either because clock and watch are the same.
Mm. Okay.
You read time on it because that was the next answer.
We can't argue with male logic. Let's just go.
Let's just go on. Move on.
Okay, starting with DJ now. I am a type of food.
Cheese.
that is a type, but not that type. Mr. Bugs. I grow on a vine.
Say cheese.
grape?
No. Lady Soldier, I am a vegetable.
Tomatoes.
No. to be technical, tomato is a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It is.
I'm
being honest with you.
Watching the clock. Okay, go ahead.
But this is technical. It is a fruit. It don't say no different. A clock is,
I don't care what
like
they
a,
say. I don't put fruit on my sandwiches.
But that's what you do. You better look it up. It says fruit.
I don't care what they say. I say it. No, go ahead.
I have a hard skin.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we talking about still talking about, what is this, a fruit or a vegetable?
Wow.
In a minute, it's going to be my shoe.
Put it all together. I want to hear it again. You're a food that grows on a vine that what?
I can't say it. I can't repeat it back. The only
you
thing I can say
okay.
is the clue that I have for you is I have a hard skin. You got to listen and really remember.
Okay, but, dude, you didn't tell us that. You repeated it for Mr. Buzz, and you can't repeat it for me?
Because he was faltering at four. You got 28. He was faltering at four. You got 28.
Well,
what are you complaining about? For the losing partner, I will try to help.
Watermelon.
Is at this. Wrong.
No, I quit.
We're back at Mr. Buzz. I'm popular at an annual festival.
At an annual festival? Apple? I don't know.
On a vine? Come on now, Mr. Buzz.
I forgot.
Lady Soldier.
We're going to Lady Soldier. We ain't talking to him no more. He forgot. I make a tasty pie.
Pumpkin.
She got it. Lady Soldier got 14. We got three more minutes at this. It's DJ 21, Lady Soldier 14, and Mr. Buzz. Anyway, here we go.
This is DJ.
This is starts
with
DJ.
I went first last time. I already went first.
Oh, no. Then it's Mr. Buzz then. Mr. Buzz, I am a tool.
You sure are.
Oh, man.
This is my weapon. This is my fish. I am a tool.
All right. Wrench.
Wrong. Lady Soldier,
right.
I'm part
How
of
a... How we know? Just give the man the darn thing. Come on, dude.
No, I'm part of a gun, Lady Soldier.
Hammer.
Damn, it's like she was reading my thing. She's got 15.
Come on, lady. You know, you didn't think I'd know about guns, Lady Soldier? Come on, man.
Okay. Lady Soldier, you go first. This you better know.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me now.
I am a widely cultivated plant.
Legal or illegal?
Legal.
Oh, shit. Cultivated plant. Lettuce.
Okay. Donna. No. I am found in salads.
Let me see. I'm going to say cucumber.
Wrong.
Good.
Mr. Bugs, I can be eaten raw or cooked.
Broccoli? Oh.
Wrong. Lady Soldier, I am a slightly acidic, plumpy fruit.
Okay, This one you should get. You know, we already did this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She ought to get this.
She ought to get this.
I am a slightly acid, plumply fruit.
Okay, fine. Tomato.
Okay. Ding. I want to thank everybody for playing the grown folks quiz. We had fun answering all these crazy questions. They can be found in the games Hard Ass, Guesstimations, and Scattergories. Those are the games I got these questions from. The final tally.
Category boss, I'm here to tell you.
The category. DJ saves my money with a score of 21. Lady Soldier had 16. And Mr. Bugs had a tremendously high score of 5.
Yeah,
because you came in late. We got some real easy ones before
late.
You got here.
Yeah, we got parting gifts from the losers.
Wow.
I was in second place.
Yeah, to them, you're not a loser.
Yeah, I'm not a loser. I got a bronze trophy. I don't want to go on.
You got the silver medal.
I wasn't last. That's all I know.
To end this with, I want to thank Lady Soldier for coming in, Mr. Bugs for coming in at the last minute, my co-host DJ. Next week is Thanksgiving, so I'll be playing a repeat of a show. To end this show with, I'm going to play Sky High, the Prince.
And say happy birthday to me since I won't see you next week.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, DJ.
Thank you, love.
Happy birthday. This is Sci High, the Prince, Ring Bells, Atlanta rapper down here. Got his mixtape the other day. Y'all be easy and happy holiday next week.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
My life is so historical, just talking to the oracle. Am I the prince? That question is rhetorical. People scream my name when I'm riding down Memorial. Black and orange Chevy like I'm playing for the Orioles. Black and white bitch, yeah, that's my little Oreo. The Stone Mountain folktale, this is how the story go. I used to see my pastor preaching in the Georgios. Then I thought about myself speaking in my sporty clothes. Talking about real life shit like the Maury Show. Notebook full of pictures, that's my portfolio. Yeah, every time I quote a flow, I'm talking to your spirit. Fuck around and catch the Holy Ghost. The rap Frederick Douglass, I'm my own publicist. Just wrote a book, trying to find someone to publish it. Black Panther, speaking out in public. Who never cut a brick, bubbled it a double. No feelings for a woman, I'm the wrong one to cuddle with. Only show love to the people that I struggle with. I'm doing well, but my flows is the sickest. Plus my name rings bells like my name rings bells. Shout it S around the ATL. My name rang bells. From Wright Street to the Care County Jail. My name rang bells. Call me Prince Sci-Hi or Sedell. My name rang bells. Sci-Hi. Ain't no rapper, son, living in Babylon. Go to the strip club just to get a stack of ones. Throw it on the baddest one for a little chatter, son. Rappers ask me for weed, but even if I had a blunt, I wouldn't smoke it with you even if I had a ton. My name pulls strings like Lenny Kravitz's thumb. Fuck a pen, I use a magic wand. I'm in the studio, that's usually where the magic's done. Yeah. Nigga fearing me in Avalon. How would I travel on if I ain't never had a son? You hear the xylophones every time I growl a phone. The microphone is ringing like I dial the phone. I'm in the hoods that you wouldn't walk a mile alone. Fuck the palace, catch me in the battle zone. Automatic flamethrower, watch me get my rattle on. The only thing left is ashes and a pile of bones. Yeah, everybody knows me. You Merc Prince, nigga, that's like a trophy. Haters wanna ride on me like Yoshi, cause I got that girl running routes like Stokely. I'm so popular, Def Jam don't promote me. Ice Cube with the movies, but I don't know Smokey. They say my flow is magic and trickery sells. My name rang louder than the Liberty Bell. My name rang bells. My name rang bells. My name rang bells. Call me Prince, I high on the dell. My name rang bells.